Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Well, things are going by pretty swiftly in Oldsmar at this 100-year anniversary season at Tampa Bay Downs. As of the end of Sunday's racing, we've completed 33 days of the 90-day season. And the best racing of the year comes up during the middle third of the season. Still have a lot of racing to go. And looking forward to this Saturday, January 31st, we have a pair of graded stakes with $175,000 purses on tap for older runners. We have the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Stakes at a mile and 16th on the turf course and its 40th renewal for colts and geldings, four-year-old and up. Then the second part of the stakes doubleheader is the Grade 3 Endeavor Stakes, a mile and 16th on a turf course for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, with $175,000 purse. This is the 40th renewal of the Tampa Bay Stakes in the 27th edition of the Endeavor Stakes. They become mainstays at Tampa, and we look forward to them every season. There's no shortage of equestrian talent expected to show up for these stakes. Win for the Money, a Grade 1 winner who finished third in a pair of graded stakes at Saratoga last summer, is expected to compete Saturday in the 40th running of the $175,000 mile and a 16th Tampa Bay Stakes of the Tampa Bay Downs turf course. The 7-year-old gelding who won the Grade 1 Rogers Woodbine Mile in September of 2024 and was third last August in the Grade 1 FanDuel 4-Star Dave Stakes is one of 8 older horses currently listed as probable for the Tampa Bay Stakes. Win for the Money is owned by Live Oak Plantation and trained by Mark Cassie, who won the race in 2018 with Live Oak's Homebred World Approval, the previous year's Eclipse Award champion Turf Male and Breeders' Cup Mile winner. Trainer Bill Mott, a Hall of Famer who needs no introduction to racing fans, is expected to enter the 4-year-old colt Simulate in the Tampa Bay Stakes, a race the trainer won in 2002 with Boastful, owned by Kinsman Stable. Simulate is owned by Claiborne Farm and Adele B. Dilschneider. Trainer Claude Shug-McGee, like Mott, a member of the National Museum's Racing Hall of Fame, is expected to go after his 5th Tampa Bay Stakes trophy with Sherlock's Jewel, a 6-year-old gelding owned by Wharton Connell Racing. Other probables for the Tampa Bay Downs Stakes as of early this week include CJ Thoroughbreds and Mo Speed Racing's 4-year-old colt Tom's Magic, who was second in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby on November 29th at Del Mar. There's a 5-year-old gelding Spellcast, owned by Windstar Farm and Blazing Meadows Farm. Heathguard, a 6-year-old Florida-bred gelding who's won a couple races over the Tampa Bay Downs turf course this season already, trying to go to Stakes Company, owned by Landholm Stable. Then we have Brent Lauer and Recovery Stable's 4-year-old colt Innately Good and a 7-year-old gelding Britain's Kitten owned by Bella Mia Stables. That sounds like quite a lineup for this race. I can't wait till the past performances get out and I can handicap it and try to figure out who's going to win this. Also scheduled on Saturday's card is a 27th edition of the Grade 3 $175,000 Endeavor Stakes for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, at 1/16 on the turf. Among the current probables is a 4-year-old filly, Scythian, owned by Lawrence Gotchman and trained by 2025 Eclipse Award trainer Bill Mott. The lightly raced Scythian won the 2024 Grade II Miss Grillo Stakes on the turf at Belmont at the Big A for Mott, who won the back-to-back runnings of the Endeavor in 2005 and 2006 with Delta Princess and My Lordship. Trainer Shug McGahee is also going to have some entries in this race. McGahee's 5-year-old mare, Belle of Rights, owned by Emery A. Hamilton and trained by George R. Rusty Arnold, is a 4-year-old filly. There's also another filly in here who's got some pretty good buzz going on her, Love You Anyway. And then there's trainer Safi Joseph Jr.'s 5-year-old mare, Public Defender. McGahee captured the 2023 Endeavor with Fib Stable, surprisingly. Arnold, who has won the Tampa Bay Stakes 3 times, most recently in 2010 with Carillon, would be bidding for his first Endeavor victory with Love You Anyway, who finished 2nd in the Grade 3 Pebble Stakes on November 23rd at Aqueduct in her most recent start. She is owned by the Bergman Family Racing, LLC. Public Defender is 5-for-11 for trainer Joseph and Miller Racing, LLC. She made her career stakes on December 20th at Gulfstream Park, finishing 3rd in the Suwannee River Stakes. Joseph, her conditioner, is best known to Oldsmar Racing fans as a trainer of 7-year-old Skippy Longstocking, who has won the last 3 runnings of the Tampa Bay Downs Grade 3 Michelob Ultra Challenge Stakes, and on Saturday made more fans by upsetting Grade 1 Pegasus World Cup invitation at Gulfstream. And for those racing fans who aren't familiar, Skippy Longstocking won the Pegasus World Cup at Saturday at Gulfstream Park at a big price, and quite an upset. My hat's off to those connections. Let's talk about some jockeys, some of my favorite athletes. Jockey Charlie Marquez celebrated his 23rd victory on Sunday, January 25th, in grand style, riding 2 winners. Marquez captured the 2nd race on 6-year-old gelding Bangarang for owner Ronald A. Jennings and trainer Mike Simone. In the 7th race on the turf, Marquez engineered a whirlwind stretch rally aboard 3-year-old filly El Maineni to catch longtime leader in 35-shot Kiss Me for Luck by a length. And that was quite a ride, ladies and gentlemen. I saw that race myself. This is career victory number 357. 357 victories for Charlie Marquez. A 2021 Eclipse finalist for Outstanding Apprentice Jockey, El Maineni, is owned and trained by Mike Deeney. Marquez, who rode 36 winners here during the 2023-24 meet, missed more than a year after incurring numerous injuries in May of 2024 in a spill at Monmouth Park when his mount attempted to jump the inner rail. He returned to competition last August at Delaware Park and is showing signs of regaining his form of 2020 and 2021 when he rode a combined 210 winners. He is tied for 8th at the current meet with 8 winners. And that goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, what a tough life a jockey leads. There are very few jockeys who go through their whole career without injuries, and sometimes they're very major, serious injuries. So it's a really good feel-good story about Charlie Marquez overcoming his serious injuries and winning two races here at the Downs on his birthday. And speaking about jockeys, let's talk about Tampa Bay Downs champion jockey Samuel Morin, who now commands the jockey race. He has 59 wins, and his next closest rival, Sammy Camacho, has 34. He leads the jockey colony by 25 wins, and there's still almost two-thirds of the meet left to go. In my book, Samuel Morin looks like he's on his way to another championship, without a doubt. Morin has 59 wins, Camacho 34, Sonny Leone has 25, and Cipriano Gil has 18. But Morin has him just where he wants him. The trainers' competition is a little bit closer. Juan Avila leads the pack with 20 wins. Juan Arregada is close right there with 17. Jerry Bennett has 14. And Kathleen O'Connell has 12. And Mike Simone also has a dozen. So it looks to me like the trainers' competition will be nip and tuck throughout the season, especially between Avila and Arregada. But Sammy Morin deserves all the credit in the world. He's far and away the king of Tampa this season. Racing fans are reminded, Tampa Bay Downs has live thoroughbred racing until the first weekend in May, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the first 2 weeks of February. And then we have our regular schedule every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this next week. And then after the middle of February, we'll go back to that schedule. Tampa Bay Downs is open 7 days a week. You can live it up at the Downs even on days when there is no live racing. We have a golf instructional facility, which is second to none. We have a simulcast parlor where you can watch and wager on some of the best racetracks all across the country. Free admission, food and beverage service available. And you got to visit our poker room, high stakes tournament poker, all of that, 7 days a week, right here at Tampa Bay Downs. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck always.